The study was prepared by consultant Jim Wood from the University of Utah. Among the major numbers, it said there's an overall demand for 414 affordable units to be built every year. There's a five-year demand for 1,404 units occupied by renters and 665 units occupied by owners. The assessment was presented last week to a joint meeting of the County Council and Snyderville and Eastside Planning Commissions. Council Chair Kim Carson said while they have been aware of the general problem, the new assessment added more specific data.
Part of our discussion, though, was do we have all the information we need? Are there other data sets that we need to look at? And a couple that were brought up was looking at making sure we have a good inventory of what's already built. You know, we have our bigger projects, of course, that we know of, like Canyon Corners and Liberty Peak Apartments. But we aren't sure that we are tracking all of the individual units that were built. Like there's a couple just one unit projects where, you know, somebody built a smaller 7 or 8 home subdivision and they had to have one affordable unit in that. So we just need to double check and make sure that we have a really good inventory.
During the joint session, Council Member Glenn Wright suggested that to get the density needed for affordable housing, they may have to build beyond a limit of 3 stories set in the code.
You know, he's not talking skyscrapers, but even Jim Wood brought that up. He said, you know, you can't provide effective, affordable housing and have it be part of urban sprawl and expect people to get out of their cars. When we look at affordable housing, we need to make sure that there's access to transportation in those areas. And with the cost of land in our community, we have to be able to build higher than just your typical 2-story building. I know even in initial conversations for the Klein-Dahl parcel, you know, we've talked about 2-to-4-story buildings.
She said they will also have to relook at the requirement that 1/5 of new construction must be affordable. And Council Member Doug Clyde said the community cannot build about 400 units a year and ensure that it's integrated with upper-income housing. We asked Carson if that means some affordable housing will be standalone.
Well, there will be some that'll be standalone. And I think also it means right now on the books we have a 20% affordable housing requirement for every development approved. You know, if you were going to get 10 units, that means you have 40 other units that are being built that are increasing our demand for services in the community and the requirement, you know, for more support-type jobs. So that's just exacerbating our problem. One of the things the Planning Commissions will be doing is going back and looking at that part of the code and possibly adjusting that.
County Council Member Kim Carson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.